And now to the non-Mueller report news of this day. North Korea said that it wants U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo removed from nuclear negotiations. In a statement, a senior foreign ministry official said, quote, whenever Pompeo pokes his nose in, the talks go wrong. Hours earlier, Pyongyang said it had test-fired a new tactical weapon, its first major weapons test in nearly half a year. In France, police are now saying that an electrical short circuit is likely the most cause of the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral. The structure had been undergoing renovations when the inferno erupted on Monday. Today, hundreds of Parisian firefighters and police officers were honored at the presidential palace. They've been praised for saving the cathedral from total destruction. Police in New York City are holding a man who allegedly walked into St. Patrick's Cathedral last night with gasoline, lighter fluid, and lighters. He was arrested and charged with attempted arson and reckless endangerment. Police say that he claimed it was all entirely innocent.
The story was that he was cutting through the cathedral to get to Madison Avenue, that his car had run out of gas. We took a look at the vehicle. It was not out of gas, and at that point, he was taken into custody.
The suspect is from New Jersey. Investigators say he had also been arrested at a New Jersey cathedral a few days ago and had booked a flight to Rome for today. New findings today underscore fears about the decline of wild bees. Researchers at the University of New Hampshire report that the populations of 14 species of bees have fallen by up to 90% over 125 years. The study adds to growing evidence that bee numbers are dropping worldwide due to insecticides, parasites, climate change, and other factors. And on Wall Street, stocks gained a little ground going into the holiday weekend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 110 points to close at 26,559. The NASDAQ rose 2 points, and the S&P 500 added 4. The markets will be closed tomorrow for Good Friday and Passover.